later today at the Children's Museum, there is a performance from a steel pan band, which is called Soundwave. And Matt is here. Matt, can you tell me a little bit about the band?
Sure. Soundwaves is a community steel band based through the Kelly Strayhorn Theater for students middle school to high school age, and to hone their skills playing the steel pan, to learn the history and how the instruments are made and how to work as a group and do all kinds of performances around town and really try to promote the instrument and all about the wonderful history of the instrument and the culture of the instrument.
And Pittsburgh and really southwestern, let's say the tri-state area, has become quite a prominent area for steel pan drumming. Phil Solomon is here, and Solomon Brothers are known throughout the world for their work with steel pan drums. Let me a quick just good morning to you, Mr. Solomon. It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, good morning. It's nice to be here. Well, it all started in 1984 when my brother was a student at Pitt, and he invited me up here to Pittsburgh to see what's going on. I came to Pittsburgh and realized that I was in the city of steel. So I decided to stay.
Where did you come from?
I came from Guyana.
Okay, so
in South America.
Straight to Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yes. And I decided to set up shop here and further my studies in steel pan making. And I realized that I had all the materials right here. I had all the information at the Carnegie Library. I could get my steel, I can get my barrels, I can get my chrome plating, everything. And I said, wow, this is a mecca for steel pan. And I decided I'm going to set up shop here and start producing the drums. And that's how this area became so prominent in steel pans.
It's Solomon Brothers is known throughout the world. I'm sure there are other people making steel drums, but anybody I know with a steel pan drum, it says Solomon Brothers.
Yes, there's, actually what happened is my involvement in steel pan goes way back from the 1960s when I started. I made my first pan in 1963, I think it was, and it was really good. Even I was surprised. some people claim it's a gift from God, and it's, you know, it's, oh, he's a born genius, you know, that kind of thing. But I just decided I'm going to try my hand at it. So I got involved really serious in the late 60s when the government, along with the Chase Manhattan Bank, they decided to sponsor me so I could do research and development of steel pans in the Caribbean.
Now, how far back do steel pan drums go in history? Do you know when the first one was made?
Yeah, well, nobody knows where the first one was made, and nobody could claim actually starting steel pan. It's something that just happened natural. But the first steel bands that was ever heard was 1946 when they had this Trinidad Carnival, and the guys came out playing these drums that people went, well, what are those? What are those? And it was these steel drums. Actually, what happened in the early 40s, before the war, kids start banging on tin cans. And they realize these tin cans made different sounds. A big can made a big sound, and a small can made a small sound. So they put the cans together, like 5-6 different cans, and they realized they could actually play Mary Had a Little Lamb and these little kids' tunes on these different cans. Eventually, the war came, and everything had to stop. But the kids still keep banging on these pans and cans, and eventually they developed the steel pan. So once the war was over in 45, and then the carnival resumed throughout the Caribbean in 46, they brought these things out that they were working on for the last 2 years. And that's the first time people heard steel pan. It's 1946. It was broadcast over the radio, and as my mom always says to me, she says, she cursed the day when I was born because the steel pan was playing on the radio when I was born. And this was this baby crying and the steel pan's playing on the radio in the hospital, and she said she should have turned it off.
You were vaccinated or inoculated.
Exactly.
At the time.
And she knew what would happen. But, yeah, so in 1968, I did, from 68 to 70, I did a two-year research program. I visited all the islands. I went to Trinidad and Barbados, Antigua, the Bahamas. And what I found is, the steel pans had different designs, and every design was to suit the person who made it or whatever. So I came up with this design we call the synchronized design, where I had all the pans with a specific design, like how you would have a piano with a design, a saxophone has a certain design, guitar strings are in fifths. So I redesigned all the pans.
I never thought about that. So if you've never seen a steel drum, you know, there's a concave surface that you play against, and the drum is usually maybe 6 inches to a foot or more.
Uh-huh.
And the hammered in parts.
Yes, each section is a different pitch.
Is a different note, but it never occurred to me that the notes might be in different places on different drums, because people might, let's put the E here, and on this drum, let's put it
B
here.
B flat over here, and I like my G here, or, you know, and bear in mind, a lot of people don't realize it, but growing up in the Caribbean in the 40s and 50s, all you ever heard was classical music. You see, we, people of the British Caribbean, like Trinidad and Guyana and Antigua, we heard classical music all the time. So the first things we started banging on these cans was a little Mozart. Dang, 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 dang. You know, when it didn't sound right, you get a hammer it so it could sound right. And that was actually the birth of the tuning of the steel pans.
My first exposure to steel pan music was a gentleman named Christopher Noel, who played on the radio.
I know him,
And he played so many records of very popular songs done in that style.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, you can play anything on a steel pan.
Caribbean style.
And I just really enjoyed listening to the music he would play. And a lot of it, you know, very, I can't think of a good example, but, well, Yellow Bird, you hear all the time,
the
but
popular
very
stuff.
Popular songs. Mm-hmm. But you can play, you know, you could play a Green Day song if you wanted to.
Yeah, the steel pan is a very versatile instrument, and you could play every type of music on the steel pan. And today we have a couple of students here, and we'll have one of them say something and play a little bit on one of these.
Yeah, let's meet them, and then we'll talk also with Matt in a moment. Again, about how people can get involved with actually joining the band, because I think community bands are really important. It gives you a chance to get outside of your ordinary, you know, group of school classmates or people you work with. So let's meet each of our students. We'll start with you. Can you tell me your name?
Hi, my name is Damon.
And you are at Pittsburgh Obama senior year?
Yes, sir.
For you? Do you know, are all your applications in? I assume you're probably going to college.
Yeah, probably between Pitt and Penn State myself, but it's always nice to have a little bit of variety about where you go in college, you know?
Do you know what you want to study?
I'm between engineering, but at the same time, I wouldn't mind doing something with people, too, you know?
Excellent. Well, the International Baccalaureate Program at Pittsburgh Obama is amazing, and what got you interested in doing this and joining Soundwaves?
So within the IB program at Obama, they have steel drums available for like 9th and 10th grade. However, 11th grade, if you want to continue doing music, you got to take music theory. However, wanted a way to like apply some of the knowledge that we learned in like music theory to like a physical instrument. So I'm like, why not continue playing steel drums? So one day, one of my friends told me about sound waves, like way back, and I was like, I would definitely take into consideration. I ended up joining like the next year.
That's great. And who is the teacher that does the 9th and 10th grade band?
Mr. Schrader.
Yeah, I know Mr. Schrader. He's amazing. Passionate about doing it. So there's no way to go. So you basically leave that performance opportunity when you go to 11th grade, and the Kelly Strayhorn through the Soundwaves group is providing you with a way to continue.
Exactly. I was completely like baffled when I found out we couldn't continue it like in 11th grade. I even brought up to the principal. Well, you didn't even know either.
What did Dr. Walters say?
He was like, well, you can play technically for your music thing. But I'm like, well, yeah, on my free time when I buy a steel drum.
Yeah, I'll bet it's probably because of the rigor of your 11th and 12th grade classes, maybe too, what you have to take. But it's good that you can still play. Do you play any other instruments?
Like, I used to play trumpet and I used to play saxophone, but over by far, like, steel drum's probably my favorite, you know? It's pretty easy to grasp, and also I like the technique of it, really.
That's great. You've got me curious because I can play drums and do play drums. I have never thought about a steel drum as an instrument because I can also read and like music. It might be a good... I always played kettle drums in band because I was the only drummer that understood notes.
Yeah.
Let's meet who here is next to you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Ben.
And Ben, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
I'm also a senior at Obama. I joined the Soundwaves group about a year and a half ago for the same reason as Damon. I'd been in steel drums with Mr. Schrader in 9th and 10th grade. And I wanted to keep playing afterwards, so the summer after my 10th grade year, I decided to join Soundwaves, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Well, that's great. And any plans for life after Pittsburgh Obama?
Yeah, I hope to major in mathematics in college.
Music and math go really well together. What made you think of math?
I've always really enjoyed math classes. The logical progression of math really appeals to me. And I also knew that I didn't want to major in music because it's just something I love to do. I don't want to have to turn it into work. But math is a subject I wouldn't mind, like, working, and then I could keep up music as a hobby on the side.
That's I kind of made that same analysis when I was thinking about college when I was in high school. I chose engineering over journalism and broadcasting because I liked engineering and science, but my passion was probably more in the other area, but I figured I could still do that, and that I might spoil the passion if it becomes something I go to college for. Not everybody's going to think like that, but I know what you're saying. So how often do you guys get together to practice and play?
Like, we play every Tuesday and Thursday.
And is that over? Let me bring Matt into the conversation. Is that at the Kelly Strayhorn? Or?
Yes, it's through the Alloy Studios, which is the rehearsal space for the Kelly Strayhorn Theater.
And where is that located?
That is located on Penn Avenue as well, just a few blocks up from the theater.
And can folks come by, like, to just check out your rehearsals? Or are they open if I imagine you can hear him from the street?
Absolutely. We encourage people to come in and check out what the band's doing. You know, the band is open to any Pittsburgh high school students. You know, part of the problem might be transportation and things like that. So it is really locally community-based as of right now. But I would love to see the program open up so that kids could come from all different schools, all areas of town, and be able to come and play.
Yeah, you need not be a City of Pittsburgh resident, or as long as you're a middle school or a high school-aged kid,
sure,
you can join. Matt, what got you interested in doing this?
So, it's a long story, but it comes down to basically, I was into music, I went to a new school and I saw the steel pan, which I'd never seen before.
And where was this?
Now, this is in Flint, Michigan. That's where I'm from. And I decided to go to a school that had an alternative music program because I wasn't necessarily interested in the traditional marching band programs and traditional music programs at most schools. But the steel pan just really pulled me in. And from the very first time I heard the sound, it was like a magnet. I was just hooked to it. And from then on, I just kept playing, and I had all these wonderful experiences in high school. My high school band went to Europe 3 different times, and we won many competitions around town. And it's amazing, you know, that Phil Solomon's pans made it up to Michigan, and
yeah,
that's how I'm here now.
And you know, another industrial heritage city, which unfortunately has not bloomed the way Pittsburgh has in the aftermath. Flint's been in the news a lot lately, too,
yes,
with the water issue, which
is very serious.
Do you have family in Flint at all?
I have lots of family that are my friends.
Yeah.
And most of my immediate family is not in Michigan anymore, but I'm very concerned about these things, you know, just in general. Even if you don't know the people, you got to care about these people and the water that they're drinking. It's crazy.
I'm sorry to turn. I feel irresponsible for mentioning Flint without mentioning this,
sure,
because Flint, due to some water source and water treatment, caused lead to leach from the pipes in its public drinking water system and make it right into people's taps. And if you had to choose a contaminant, aside from mercury, I'm not sure I could think of a worse one. And it's become a really difficult situation there. I've been to Flint a few times and have a lot of love for Flint and some of the other smaller neighborhoods of Detroit that are automobile based from their history.
For sure. There's so many wonderful people up in Michigan, lots of great musicians, and I'm trying to continue to keep that. I traveled to Michigan a few times this year, and I'm really trying to continue like working with the steel bands in Michigan to help, you know, create more opportunities for people there in a struggling environment.
When did you come to Pittsburgh, move to Pittsburgh?
The first time I came to Pittsburgh, believe it or not, was to do an internship with Phil Solomon. My school actually let me come down to Pittsburgh for 2 weeks and complete 80 hours of my internship at one time, which was amazing, and I had to get really special permission to do that. But I had a wonderful time. I learned about making the steel pans and playing the steel pans, and Phil Solomon worked with me every day. Really cool. And where am I going here?
No. Phil's paying it forward. You know, he was just talking about the chance he had to have research sponsored and to learn everything he did and to pass it on to you is really cool. Let's get one of these guys to play so we can hear who's going to do it.
I'll play.
Okay. Ben's going to play. And watch your headphones. You're good. Sometimes a 5-year-old might get up and leave his headphones on and forget. You're better than that. So Ben's got a drum in front of him. It's about, just so you can picture it, it's maybe almost, I'd say, 2 feet in diameter, roughly, and about maybe 10 inches.
Maybe Ben can explain what kind of pan it is.
Okay. Can you tell me about the pan, Ben?
Yes, this is a lead or tenor steel pan. It generally plays the melody in a steel drum ensemble. It's the highest of the typical steel pans in a steel band. And it ranges from middle C to about 2.5 octaves higher.
So it has a range, I guess, of you can play 30 notes? Yeah, that's what I was thinking about that, Manny. And you're playing it with what? What's in your hands there?
Two mallets.
And they're wooden?
Wooden with these sort of rubber coverings on the tip with which you actually strike the steel pan.
Okay, and it looks like it's a hard rubber, right? It's not a soft...
Yeah, soft rubber tips.
Oh, it is soft.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's... we'll let you play a little bit so we can hear what it sounds like.
Sure. This is the introduction to a piece we play called Perfidia.
Is really terrific. Thank you for doing that. So today at the Children's Museum, Sound Waves will have a more complete ensemble. And do you know roughly how many steel drums, steel pans will be playing today?
Yes, we'll have the full family of steel pan instruments from the bass, the cellos, the double tenor, and the lead pans. And there'll probably be about eight of us performing together today.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. Now, how and what time is today's performance?
So we'll be performing at 1 p.m. and then again at 2 p.m.
And this is at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Now, if you are wondering about getting involved, maybe you know somebody that's, you know, a middle school or high school student, or maybe you are one, it's pretty easy to do. I don't think you need to buy a drum. I don't, do you? I don't.
No.
And I don't think you need to have experience based on what I've seen in the past, the work that's been done at Pittsburgh Obama. People at all levels can play. So what's the best way to get involved?
Absolutely. To come to a class on Tuesday or Thursday from 3 to 5:30 at the Alois Studios.
Excellent. And is there a contact information for you, maybe a website or email address?
Sure. soundwaves@kelly-strayhorn.org.
Perfect. soundwaves@kelly-strayhorn.org. Did anybody want to say something that I maybe forgot to ask or that you wanted to mention? I'm going to thank Phil Solomon for bringing steel pans to Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Ken Schrader is one of my first students when I came to Pittsburgh. I had two residencies. One was at the Ambridge High School. I did 2 weeks. And then the second one was at the Washington High School, where I did 2 weeks. And that's when I met Mr. Schrader as a student in the band. And he really liked it. To the point that when I started my first band with called Steel Impressions with my brother,
yes.
Ken and his brother Eric, they both played in Steel Impressions for like 6 years.
Was Verna Critchlow in that band?
No, actually what happened, I met Verna a few months after I got here, and she said she would love to start a band, but she didn't have any drums.
Because I remember.
And I told her, I said, you don't worry, I make them. And she said, you do? I said, yes. So I made her some pants, and she started a family band with Critchlow, I think she called it.
I couldn't remember the name. She's a wonderful person. Well, thank you all for being here today. And look for them at the museum at 1. And we'll make arrangements to have a student performance here sometime too soon. Ben Damon, thank you very much for being here.